Here's a question I'd like us to consider today. Is it enough to be technically good? I remember a time when I was younger, a time when producing a technically accomplished photograph was enough to earn applause. It was very difficult to do so, and once we succeeded at it, we had no hesitation to brag at what we'd accomplished. And I suspect you have many images like that, and I do too. And particularly if you've been doing photography for a while, I'll bet you have a collection of your most successful, technically oriented photographs. But my suspicion is that you also have a collection of your most artistic and insightful and meaningful photographs, and those two sets are not exactly the same. They overlap a little bit, obviously, but many of the images that I've produced that are technically terrific, I now would be embarrassed to show them because I recognize that from an artistic point of view, they don't have much merit. I know they're empty of art, but undeniably sharp and have beautiful tones. Ansel Adams put this more succinctly than I am when he said there's nothing worse than a sharp picture of a fuzzy concept. I think he's getting at sort of the same thing. At least, I think these are related thoughts. And the reason this comes to mind is because here in the digital age, it's become increasingly obvious that technical prowess is kind of a given. If your pictures today, with the power of digital processing and the amazing computers with lenses that we call cameras, if your pictures aren't technically wonderful, it's not only an indictment of the image, but it also would indicate that with just a little more effort, you could resolve those issues and make a technically perfect image because it's so accessible to all of us. Which means that becoming an art photographer is no longer about mastering craft. Sure, we still have to master some craft. We still have to know what we're doing. It still requires a certain amount of study, and in the earliest phases of photography, that makes perfect sense. But getting a handle on the technology is not a complex thing, not like it was 50 years ago. So the entire emphasis of becoming a fine art photographer has shifted from one of technical accomplishment followed by the occasional brilliance of insight. Instead, it's become almost 100% pursuing brilliance of insight because the technology is just assumed. We can't get away with it anymore to be technically okay, because that's an indictment that's pretty close to an accusation that we're lazy. The challenge of photographic art has changed and to some degree separated itself from the rest of the world of art, because if you buy a violin or electric guitar or a paintbrush or a big hunk of marble, it's still pretty difficult to end up with a technically beautiful work of art. But now just about everybody has in their pocket or their camera bag a photograph-making technology that can be mastered without all that much effort.
Copyright 2026, Lenswork Publishing.